Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider about the new state gun laws in 2017. This is the second part of a two-part discussion.
What other changes do you think all Iowans need to know when it comes to the new legislation for guns?
Well, like I said before, there is a lot in that code section, and I think that's one of the benefits with the training classes that people go through. I think the instructors do a pretty good job of not only covering the liability of carrying a gun, but also the Iowa code and what's in that code. So if somebody's taken a class since January of 2011. Even though it's not required for a renewal, it's still very important that they stay up on the code changes within the Iowa code so that they know what the requirements are when they're carrying that firearm.
So what changed in regards to minors, the age requirements for those who are handling handguns?
Prior to April 13th of this year, the Iowa code restricted the age and had a minimum age set of 14 for someone who could handle a handgun, even with parent or guardian supervision. After April 13th, they changed the code that removed the minimum age. So, with the law change earlier in the year, a minor can, with parent or guardian approval and supervision, possess a handgun, as long as the parent or guardian providing the direct supervision is not intoxicated, impaired by alcohol or drugs.
What sort of precautions or things, would you say as far as that goes with, trying to maintain safety, of course, in Washington County for those who are handling handguns?
With adults that have been trained in the proper handling of firearms and handguns, a lot of times, early on, kids should be taught that you always assume that a firearm is loaded until, you know otherwise. Some of those basic functions of a firearm and a handgun that, parents should be reviewing, with kids. It takes the curiosity, away from that child if it's done in the proper way, to where a parent can, go through certain things with their kids instead of a kid not having that experience, to where they maybe come across a firearm. Even if you keep your firearms, locked up at your house and you do a good job of doing that within your own home, if your kid, minor child, is over at a friend's house and maybe at that household they don't have their firearms locked up, so it's a good thing to talk with your kid about that situation so they know what to do when they come across that firearm and don't have something bad happen in that situation.
So what does that mean with the new provision that makes permit related information now confidential? Who will have access to this now when it comes to permit information?
Prior to April 13th, the permit application form and the permit information was all public record. So a person could walk into the sheriff's office and ask, does so-and-so have a weapons permit? And we would have to release that information to the person asking for that information. Years ago, some of, the media outlets in the state would take that information and publish it when people got new permits or renewals and things like that. With the code change, it makes that all confidential, and it, makes it so that information does not have to be released to the public.
Some of these changes with public records, with permits, and other changes that were done as far as permit holders go, how do you think any of these changes might affect you and your deputies when responding to situations involving handguns?
Realistically, the major changes that our office is having to deal with are some of the changes in the renewal process and the new permits that we issue at the sheriff's office. you know, the code changes that we have in place now will not probably change anything, you know, in our day-to-day interaction with somebody that has a firearm. If they're following the Iowa code the way that they should, it shouldn't really change, you know, the way that we've done things in the past. You know, a lot of the changes currently with the permits is just the process to get them issued, not so much what happens after they have the permit.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Washington County Sheriff Jared Schneider. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.